Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the epistle that was just read, and I want to focus on one part of verse 26. Let everything be done to build up the church. Dear friends in Christ, this morning we have come together for worship. I know you CITI people have been having some special sessions during these last few days and in the days to come on worship. And you've been learning how Lutherans worship and how members of the Assemblies of God worship and how other churches worship, so that when you're in these churches you're able to do the signing using the appropriate terms in those churches. And the Greek and Hebrew students have not been coming together specifically for worship, but have been coming together with a tongue. Maybe that's irrelevant to this particular text this morning. I want to focus particularly, as I said, on what Paul says in verse 26 about worship. He gives us a very simple rule for all of our worship: let everything be done to build up the church. I don't want to talk this morning about tongues and prophecy and what that means. People have different ideas about that. What is very clear in this text this morning, first of all, Paul does not want people talking over the top of each other. He wants there to be proper order and peace in the church, everything to be done decently and in order. The other thing that's very clear this morning too is that our worship will include psalms and hymns and teaching that is based on God's revelation. And pastors and church workers and Christian people should always be guided by these principles, by the principle that when we choose our psalms and our hymns and we prepare our teaching for the church, our main thought will be, let everything be done for the sake of building up the church. For the church is a great and wonderful building. Jesus declared, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail over it. Jesus said, it's my church. It's not your church or my church. It's his church. It belongs to God the Father and to God the Son. Jesus built his church, St. Paul tells us, on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And he himself is the chief cornerstone. Yes, the gospel message of our Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified is the chief cornerstone of the church. And you and I and all Christian people have the great honour of being living stones in that church. Not dead stones like the stones up there, but living stones in the church of our Lord Jesus. Now, because the church isn't ours but belongs to God the Father and the Son, no one has the right to tear it down. No one has the right to break off bits or to smash the windows. Unfortunately, some Christians delight in criticizing other members of the church, gossiping, making trouble, and that sort of thing. Maybe you and I have sometimes been guilty of that. Our behaviour may have been destructive rather than constructive, breaking down the church instead of building it up, the way a bolt of lightning can break down a church and destroy it, or dynamite can cause a building to implode. Now, one of the surest ways to destroy a church is through false teaching. Another is to build factions around leading personalities in the church. And that happens often these days too. It was happening in Paul's day. Some were saying, I am of Paul. Others, I belong to Apollos. Others, I belong to Cephas. And others, I am of Christ. This kind of behaviour does not build up the church, it destroys it. It breaks it down. And Paul warns us that God himself will destroy those who destroy the church. But what is it that builds up the church? And Paul tells us, and the Bible tells us, the first thing that builds up the church is faithful teaching and preaching of God's word, his holy law, and above all, his holy gospel, with our main focus on Jesus Christ, as I said before, on Jesus Christ and him crucified. Jesus' cross and resurrection, Jesus himself, is the chief cornerstone of the Christian church. And pastors and church workers and Christian people need to make sure that we all hear clearly the great gospel message. Christ died for our sins. That's what builds up the church. Jesus' words, my son, my daughter, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. You may go in peace. The church exists to comfort poor sinners, to bind up the brokenhearted. Secondly, we should pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as it says in one of the Psalms. This too builds up the church. Pray for the peace and well-being of God's people. Pray for the forthcoming synod of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Pray for your own church, whatever that church may be, and for its well-being. Don't delight in criticising, but delight in praying, doing everything we can in that way to build up. And finally, Paul reminds us of the great constructive role of Christian love. Christian love builds up the church. Christian love helps the church to stay strong and vibrant. St. Paul tells us, knowledge can make us puffed up like a frog, but love always builds up. As we think of God's great love for us, we pray that he will enable us to walk in his church in love, in peace, and in faithful teaching to his glory and for the upbuilding of everyone. Amen.